Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. Shanghai Henlius Biotech is a growing China-based biopharmaceutical manufacturer that's been working in the biosimilar space for some time. The company recently got approval for their 40 mg per milliliter low-concentration adalimumab biosimilar in December 2020, and is currently focused on marketing that in China. They have a plan to develop a high-concentration adalimumab biosimilar in the future to compete alongside AbbVie's high-concentration formulation of the reference product, Humira. The company is also in the process of developing biosimilars for programmed death 1, also known as PD-1 inhibitors, which are used to treat several types of cancer. We sat down with Ping Cao, Vice President of Business Development for Henlius, to discuss the company's current biosimilar development plans and how the regulatory process in China differs from those of Europe and the United States. So to get us started, AbbVie's development of a high-concentration formulation of Humira has really taken over the original formulation's market share, and it's replacing the 40 mg per milliliter formulation in particular. Can you discuss this phenomenon and Henlius's plans to also develop a high-concentration adalimumab?
Yes, we do have a plan in developing this high concentration, but it's not our current priority. So the launch plan is to launch the regular concentration one, which the patent expired, so no patent concern. Especially in China, the significant unmet need is really the affordability. So the patient's convenience or the, a little bit higher efficacy, it will be the next step. And it's nice to have. Definitely, we are developing the prefilled syringe formulation, and then in the development plan, we also consider the future to have this higher concentration. But the first step is definitely increase the significant unmet need for the affordability. So that's the current plan.
Can you tell us about the financial returns that are available to biosimilar producers and the scale of the market?
Yes, in China, there's definitely a great potential from a marketing perspective for biosimilars. For example, the first three biosimilars in our pipeline, rituximab, trastuzumab, and adalimumab. So they all have a very low or, unsatisfying accessibility, and especially for adalimumab. There's only 1.3% access rate. So that just shows a significant unmet need in those areas. And so that's why our mission is to bring affordable, innovative drug to the patients. With the biosimilars enter the treatment and then bring those affordability to the patients, actually we can grow the market, we can double, triple the market. For example, in US, they may not have this need to getting more patients to get treated because the accessibility already high, and with the system to cover most of the insurance patients. But in China, if you can drop your price, your drug price, 50%, and you will get double or triple the patients because the patients' need are there. Such as, we're talking about 1.3% accessibility to, easily to 30%, 50%. That's your market growth right there.
So moving on to discussing PD-1 inhibitors. What is Henlius's plan for developing these important drugs for healthcare?
As one of many PD-1 players, Henlius started this PD-1 development 5 years ago. So now we have developed more than 7 indications And then two of the lung cancer trials, we actually are carrying global trials since 2019, including a non-small cell lung cancer and then small cell lung cancer, because lung cancer is account 70% of the indications of PD-1. We believe this PD-1 drug will become an essential backbone treatment for all oncologists. And with ability or affordability to, you know, freely combo this drug with any small molecules or cancer vaccines, any other treatment, and affordability, be able to reduce the cost and to bring this drug to anyone in this world may need it. That's our mission. So our current goal is to finish the global lung cancer for non-small cell lung cancer trial by early 2023, and then file the BLA in US, and to expect to get approval in 2024. We actually looking for commercial partners for our PD-1 drug. But in China, of course, we are going to commercial our own because we have a very comprehensive commercial team already focused on all solid tumors. And then meanwhile, we're conducting several combination trials with the PD-1, not only combo with our own pipeline drugs, that's bevacizumab, and we're also team up with some other companies with small molecules and cancer vaccines to really enhance the potentials of this PD-1 treatment in oncology field.
How does getting a biosimilar approved in China differ from getting it approved in other parts of the world, such as Europe or the United States?
Yeah, definitely. I think if we ask me this question 4 or 5 years ago, I definitely will tell you it's taking much longer in China compared to in US, especially compared to in EU. The biosimilar was much mature. Back to 2001, we waited for 3 years for first IND approval of our first biosimilar. But recently, Chinese government pretty much established a good system for the IND approval, BLA approval. So it takes almost the same time to get a biosimilar or even an innovative drug approved. And China has published this priority review policy. For MMED disease, they actually gave you the priority review, which almost guaranteed 12 months review. I think that's significantly improved the speed of drug development and also encouraged all those biotech and entrepreneurs to enter this field and to bring the truly innovative drugs to the field. And then for us, we're looking the near future, the China's biosimilar or biotech industry policy will be very similar to EU and US, will be merged and interchangeable. Any drug, if you get approved in China, you can easily get approved in the US without conducting a repeat phase three. I don't think that's necessary. More and more, the US FDA will be more open to accept China approved drug. And nowadays, you can see actually more Chinese companies, bring their drug to Western world like Henlius.
Well, Ping, thank you for sharing your insights with us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.